When the federal corruption trial surrounding Democratic Senator Bob Menendez ended in a hung jury, he sent a shot out against those seeking his seat.
To those who were digging my political grave so that they could jump into my seat, I know who you are. And I won't forget you.
Republican Bob Hugin has spent close to $30 million to remind voters that Menendez was on trial.
That's corruption. Bob Menendez may have avoided prison, but he disgraced New Jersey. Time for a change.
Still, the Democrat says that a jury of his peers didn't find him guilty.
12 New Jerseyans who saw through the government's false claims and used their Jersey common sense to reject it.
This year's midterm elections are widely regarded as a referendum on President Trump. Menendez sees that as an advantage against his Republican opponent.
Hugin's with Trump to kill Obamacare. Hugin's with Trump's extreme Supreme Court picks. And Hugin's with Trump to help the powerful and leave regular folks behind. A vote for Hugin is a vote for Trump.
Menendez accuses Hugin, the former chief executive of the pharmaceutical company Celgene, of price gouging cancer patients for medication. Hugin denies those claims.
Nearly 90% of all Celgene patients never paid more than $50 for a prescription. When I go to Washington, I hope I someday can say all Americans, or nearly all 90% of all Americans, are only paying $50 per prescription.
This is the debate for the U.S. Senate seat.
The two sparred during a debate hosted by NJTV. Menendez and Hugin found some common ground, particularly on the Trump tax bill and the cap on state and local property tax deductions. But even when they agree, they choose to disagree.
What happened? Companies like Mr. Hugin's company ultimately buy back their stock, they drive up the price of the stock, and therefore those who have the stock get more money. That doesn't help average middle class and working families in New Jersey.
Senator Menendez has voted for over 500 tax increases in his tenure, including increasing taxes on your Social Security check. So when you think, please remember that when you're paying your taxes. We should not make any changes to Medicare or Medicaid to protect the most vulnerable people in our society, to ensure their benefits are preserved. And we absolutely must protect patients with pre-existing conditions. Every cancer patient is a patient with a lifetime pre-existing condition. And the same thing with the opportunity for children to stay on their parents' health care until they're at least 20 through 26 years old.
The president of the United States, who he supported with hundreds of thousands of dollars, is in a federal court saying that this law that we just heralded is unconstitutional. If he achieves it, we will ultimately lose not only the coverage, but the protection.
This is a job interview. This is not a trial. I'm not saying we should retry Senator Menendez, but the people deserve to know all the facts. Only about 10% of New Jerseyans even knew there were sworn FBI affidavits with very specific allegations and corroborating evidence about sexual misconduct.
I've taken $25 million of false negative advertising. Advertising that has been dispelled, the most recent ad of Mr. Hugin, which is salacious, dispelled by the Washington Post, gave him four Pinocchios, and those could go right out the stage here. New York Times, the Star Ledger, and so many others.
While the majority of the spotlight in the New Jersey U.S. Senate race has been on the major party candidates, perhaps some New Jersey third party members will have an effect on the outcome. They include Natalie Lynn Rivera with For the People, Tricia Flanagan with New Day New Jersey, Green Party candidate Madeline Hoffman, Kevin Kimple with Make It Simple, Hank Schroeder with Economic Growth, and Murray Sabrin with the Libertarian Party. For the WBGO Journal, I'm Ang Santos.